You're listening to SBS News.
Rapid antigen testing is rapidly becoming the cornerstone of government and business measures to address the spread of COVID-19. And now the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission's Rod Sims is demanding answers about the exorbitant pricing of test kits, with costs of up to $500 for two tests for sale online, when the wholesale cost is $11.45.
We have already written out to a range of chains to get them to explain their pricing. And we're also writing out to individual stores to get them to explain their pricing. Some individual stores within chains are pricing at very high levels.
ACCC boss Rod Sims is also concerned about high prices for RATs at convenience stores, petrol stations, tobacconists and chemists.
We've also had reports that look as if people have bought the goods at retail and then onsold them at more than a 20% markup, and that is illegal under the government's recent announcement, and we're referring anything that looks of that nature to the Australian Federal Police.
And the widespread use of the test has expanded further, with South Australia's first regional collection site for COVID-19 RATs opening in the Riverland region. As the state recorded 3,829 new coronavirus cases, Premier Stephen Marshall says the COVID-19 situation is stabilising.
We're very satisfied with the testing rate in South Australia, the positivity remaining stable, hospitalisations, ICU and those on ventilators stable, nothing like the situation that we had 3 or 4 weeks ago.
The Victorian government has revealed 3 million rapid tests have arrived in the state. Acting Health Minister James Molino says the state government wants to remove barriers to vaccination access for multicultural and multi-faith communities. He's announced eight community organisations will provide in-language support for Victorians.
Working with community and religious leaders to deliver vital public health communications in the right languages, again, at the right time. Vaccine education sessions and mental health education sessions, and engaging with the community through social media and at locations such as shopping centres. So really practical ways that we can reach out to diverse communities.
One of the organisations hoping to improve inclusivity as part of the pandemic response is The Huddle, a not-for-profit initiative, and its chief executive is Cameron McLeod.
We'll be working with the state government and the multicultural community sector probably now for the next 6 months. Our efforts will be very much focused on vaccinating as many 5 to 11-year-olds, as well as boosting as many young people as possible so that they can get back to doing the things they love, like playing sport, going to cultural festivals or hanging out with their mates at school.
New South Wales health figures show about 29,500 new COVID-19 cases in the state on Monday. But hospital admissions are continuing to increase in New South Wales, with more than 2,500 patients with COVID-19 in the system. And Chief Health Officer Kerry Chant is reminding social media users to be wary of misinformation online about vaccines and COVID-19. She is fearful some online information is being directed at pregnant women, Aboriginal people and parents.
Don't read or engage in those social media posts. Talk to your GP, your pharmacist, or go online and look at the government websites. For parents, the National Centre for Immunisation Research has got a lot of information about COVID.
She's also warning the death toll will rise over the next few days after 17 people lost their lives in the latest reporting period. Turning to other states, Queensland is reporting 7 deaths from COVID-19, its deadliest day of the pandemic so far. Health Minister Yvette Dath says none of the people who died had received their booster shot, highlighting the need for the extra jab.
It's everywhere in Queensland, and so do not assume that you can escape this virus. Get vaccinated. Make sure you're following the rules, wearing your mask, social distance, good hygiene.
And in Tasmania, the island state has recorded 1,037 new coronavirus cases, while the total number of active infections is dropping. Further north, the Northern Territory has announced a 7-day lockdown for Gullawinku on Elko Island. Deputy Chief Minister Nicole Manison says 284 new cases were detected in the latest reporting period, with 19 infections at Gullawinku.
And this is a very isolated part of the Northern Territory, so we have many people there with complex needs, and for this reason we will be moving to a 7-day lockdown of Gullawinku and Elko Island from today at 2 p.m.
The top end is also locking down Eucala for 72 hours. And the ACT has identified 1,601 new coronavirus cases, while the woman aged in her 50s became the latest fatality. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.